Have you ever thought about embracing the power of milestones in project management? Hey, this is your boy D. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, hey, that just simply means Ed. Today's episode is entitled, What Are Milestones in Project Management? Hey, listen, family, I'm gonna be clear and I'm gonna be right up front with you and I'm gonna make it quick. No, I'm not. You know I wanna be exceptional, and I am exceptional, and you're exceptional because you're watching right now. Let milestones be your guiding star on the pathway to project excellence. Ooh, I love that. That sounds so good. I want to say it again, but I know you can hit the skip and go back. But I'm gonna say it again anyway. It started feeling good to me. You know when it started feeling good, I started doing the shoulder thing. Don't judge me. I'm just here to deliver some good news. Let milestones be your guiding star to the path of project excellence. As you know, I got 7 points, and after that, I'm out. First point: milestone progress. What does that mean, Ed? Being able to understand how you're tracking against the project progress, being able to create a clear indication of how far you've come compared to where you were at. See, we never do this as project managers. You see what I did? I just kind of look over my shoulder, really kind of backwards, meaning, you know, I always use this expression, when you're driving, right? And when you drive, you don't just look at the rearview mirror the whole time you're driving, because if you did that, well, you can use your imagination there. But when you drive with the front windshield, because the rearview mirror is there for you to glance and then look for, and then continue to look forward. The glance in the rearview mirror is to see what's behind you, not what's in front of you, but what's behind you. So family, when you are leading these projects and you're measuring your progress, ensure that you're looking behind you to see where you come from, because you want to celebrate that milestone that you've identified. And let me park here real quick. A milestone is a significant point within the project. So It's not, you know, sometimes people get a milestone and a task confused. These are two different things. So again, a milestone is a significant point within the project. Point number two, aligns on project objectives. See, milestones help you understand the objective, or here's a better way to say it, helps you understand the overall vision. How many times have you worked on a project and you didn't even know the vision of the project? Like, why are we doing this? What is the really true outcome of what we're trying to deliver here? And if you don't have a vision, as the good book will say, the people will perish. But honestly, when the team collectively is aligned on the project objectives, we are what? Watch how I'm doing. Marching to the same drum, or the same beat, or the same, in this case, same goals. So we share the same sense of purpose. When everybody's on the same page and we share the same sense of purpose, ooh-wee, you're talking about a powerful project team and a powerful deliverance of a project. Point number three, foster motivation and morale. This is my baby right here. I mean, I burped this baby so much. You know, I've shared my story before about how I fell in love with personal development. And this right here is a testimony to how being able to foster motivation and morale. Look, family, you work with a team, and it depends if you're managing multiple projects or you just have one. You're working with this team day in and day out. Why not have some fun? Why not enjoy each other? Why not learn from each other and grow with each other? Because when you're creating these milestones and these sense of achievements, it sometimes gets hard to recognize what you've done and recognize the dedication that the team had to put in, because we're so, and I'm coming back to that same point, we're so caught up in the outcome that we forget that we need to celebrate our teams. We need to celebrate individuals as well as they're you know, delivering on what they said they were gonna do. Watch this, family. They weren't just interested, they were actually committed. And again, I'll say this again, a committed team is the best team. An interested team is the team, you know, that wanna stick their big toe in the water, but they don't wanna immerse their whole body in. That's a team that's gonna be, it's gonna be a challenge, but you can pull it off, especially if you keep watching this. Point number four It all comes back to communication. So being able to facilitate communication and watch this effective communication, because a lot of times you get on a call with with the team, and I've been on call sometimes and it starts sounding like Charlie Brown, womp, 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 womp. And I'm like, what's, sometimes, have you ever heard people just talk just to hear themselves talk? Okay, don't judge me. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to judge you, but I've heard people just talk just to sound intelligent, just to sound like they know what's going on. But when you ask probing questions, you find out they don't really know what's going on. You'll find out that they're more concerned about your work instead of focus on what they should do. Okay, I'm going on a tangent. But honestly, family, having the ability to foster communication, and that looks like this: being able to provide proper updates to your stakeholders, identify upcoming milestones, and being able to call out achievements in your team from an individual as well as from a team standpoint. And one of my favorites too within communication is creating clear transparency. I've noticed in my decade of project management that I've seen project managers have a fear sometimes to be transparent of what's really going on in their project. So they'll hide certain aspects because they don't want to have to face, well, if my project goes red or yellow, that I got to explain and go through all of these hoops, I'll just hide it. And that's not an effective way to lead a project, because you're not being transparent with the project sponsor as well as the stakeholders. Point number five, managing dependencies. That's meaning helping identify dependencies and bottlenecks. You do not, as a project manager, want to be a bottleneck. You want to be a one that's always facilitating those conversations. If someone is counting on you to deliver, make sure you deliver. Don't say that, hey, I'm gonna do this and you don't do it. What I've also done is by leading a project, you start taking charge. So if you hear two people going back and forth on email, you step in and say, hey guys, I'm gonna set up a meeting so we can have a clear conversation, and then we'll document the conversation so we're all on the same page. And this way you don't see 15 emails going back and forth. And that's a gift, family. This is a bonus on top of what I know we're on point number five, but this is a bonus. Being able to watch your emails, and when you're seeing conversations going back and forth between stakeholders, your job, and I'm giving you this tip because a lot of people won't do this, but you're exceptional, so I know you will do this. Send an email, say, hey guys, I'm gonna set up a call. Are you guys' calendars up to date? Awesome, great, thank you. Set up that call, and now you have that conversation with those two stakeholders and let them talk it out. Because words can sometimes be misleading, and you may think somebody's saying one thing when they're not. So getting on the call, getting an understanding, and then documenting, remember I talked about transparency, documenting that information and creating transparency across the board for the whole team to understand will make you more an exceptional project manager. Point number six, triggered decision-making. Like, what does that mean, triggered decision-making? Well, during the project life cycle, what you want to do is being able to evaluate progress, assess risk, as well as be informed on decisions that are going to be able to, that needs to be made, to assure a successful project. As you know, the biggest thing for project managers are triple constraints. I keep coming back to that because I talk about, and if you don't know it, I'll say it again. The triple constraints is what? Budget, time, scope, and as well as quality. So ensuring that you're staying in front of these, making sure that it's on course, will definitely have you stand out. And my last and final aspect of this of discussing milestone is you being able to have enhanced project control. See, milestone serves as a checkpoint. What is a checkpoint? Well, if you allow me to use my imagination here, family, a checkpoint is something where you're not fully done, but you just reached one aspect, watch this. It's like you taking one step at a time, and each time you take that step, you get closer to the final outcome of getting to the destination that you were at. So the milestone serves as a checkpoint, allowing project managers to assess project performance against a predefined objective. So, family, all I'm saying here is more or less of being able to have the enhanced project control gives you the heads up to say, okay, here I have a blind spot over here. I need to probably get another resource to assist, or I need to give some coaching, or find to develop this particular resource, or whatever that may be. But the end goal or the end part of this is ensuring that you have the ability to stay in control and to lead and not manage. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. This has been your boy ED. Until next time, I'm out.